Hey, everybody, this is Rob here, and I'm recording this after the show. Just needed to put a disclaimer into this show that what you're about to hear is going to be very much not safe for work, NSFW. Again, different than what we normally do on the show, but of course, when we do these live shows like the one you're about to hear at the Broadway Comedy Club, sometimes people are drinking, things get out of hand, and so this is not your regular episode of Rob is a Podcast. So if you are easily offended or have small children in the car or feel like you can't handle it, I implore you not to listen. And now that that's being said, hope you enjoy the podcast. Thanks so much. Coming to you live from the Broadway Comedy Club, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who has slept with every guy in Oregon, Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live show here at the Broadway Comedy Club. Yes. Yes. What a great crowd. Very excited to be here with you guys here. First of two live shows we're going to do in New York this week. Survivor Know-It-Alls tomorrow night coming up. But we are talking Big Brother and Big Brother OTT here with a great panel. First, let me welcome in the people watching more BBOTT than anybody else in the entire world. And from what I'm reading on the internet, the most powerful man in America. Please welcome the LFC. All right, here is Taryn and Brent and Alex. Yeah, I'd like to get you guys all on one side of me if we could. I want to make sure you're all in the shot. Okay?
Wait, one side?
One side of me, yeah. If we could. All right, get all three. Hopefully you're all in the shot. You might have to get a little cozy to all get in the shot. And then also here with us, he's made it down all the way from Canada. Please welcome the great Jordan Parhar. He's drinking. He's ready to go. Jordan, we don't have any Labatts here tonight.
No, they do not have Labatts. I got a Corona, so I'm sucking it up. I'm gonna make it through. But I'm not one to be trifled with, Rob. So I'm a little upset that they didn't have the Labatts.
We don't want a trifle.
No.
Okay. All right. So very excited. This is very fun. I feel like that this is the first time that we're all here together live doing a show. You ready, Biscuit?
I'm excited.
You ready?
Yes.
Okay. First off, let me just ask you guys about these rumors that I'm reading about how you guys have controlled BBOTT. You're the most powerful three people in all of Big Brother right now. Do you have any response to this?
Well, I would just say that I've always felt like I was more of a reflection of the fans than actually guiding them myself. And I would also say, too, if you look back, we have not always been in agreement either. So I totally disagree with people who think that we're controlling everything. Right?
Well, I mean, Brent's a reflection of the fan in the sense that he panders to the fans constantly. But clearly, you know, I post these polls and people vote in the polls and then the results are my fault. So I'm clearly controlling the vote. I'm clearly the puppet master of this season and people should start respecting me for it. I'm pretty sure.
And as for myself, I always knew I was this powerful, and I was just wondering what took everyone so long to come to the same realization.
Jordan, do you think it's going to be weird when we go back to a regular Big Brother season and they don't get to control the vote as much?
Yeah.
Will they be humbled?
Yeah, I kind of like it, although it's good for me because I think the LFC is starting to get a little too big for the rap.
Yeah.
So, now that the next couple seasons, it'll bring them down a little bit. Canada, 19, they'll come back down to my level, so I'm excited.
And now, if the Big Brother power structure has taught us anything, Big Brother builds you up and then they bring you down. Is that what's going to happen to the LFC? Do you think that they have all this power now, and now, much like when we talked about Pauly Calafiore being a top 10 Big Brother player of all time,
yeah, that was
is
question.
The LFC right here, are they due for a fall, Jordan?
Well, yeah, I mean, and for the record, I was the one who said he was going to be a top 10 winner, so I will take the fault, the blame for that. But yeah, I think that is how Big Brother works, right?
Yes.
Lots of high highs.
Like you.
And low lows.
Right.
Like me, Big Brother. Lots of high highs and lots of low lows. So right now we're riding the high. Next week, I don't know, there's going to be some superpower where Chrissy gets a pass to the Final Four, and these guys are all going to suffer by watching her pizza all race the winner. So,
okay.
It should be fun.
All right, so let's just do a quick check-in, and then we're going to get some of our alumni here up on the stage to talk about what's going on. So first off, the last we left off on a podcast, we were talking about Chrissy's reign as the HOH and her nominees. Could we just reset that in case anybody's not on top of the ball?
Sure. Originally, we said, I think that Whitney and Scott were going to go up on the block. Wasn't that it? Or Shelby and Scott? Shelby and Scott, right, potentially. Chrissy was all over the place. She ultimately decided to put Morgan up, which was a surprise, at least to me, although I shouldn't be surprised by anything Chrissy does. She put Morgan up with Scott as the target. Obviously, both sides were pandering to America, trying to get America to nominate the person they wanted. Jason was adamant that Shelby would be nominated by America, and ultimately, she was not. America decided to nominate Neely, which is what we had been trying to get America to do. Thank you. And people started getting mad at us because of that. And Jason was really beside himself, I must say. He really went off on Shelby and really said some things that I wasn't totally comfortable with, and I don't think it helped his popularity at all.
We'll talk about it.
The veto took place. Morgan won the veto. She beat Scott by 15 seconds, and Whitney was put up in Morgan's place. So here we are.
Hold on. We have this very serious announcement because there was an injury that happened during the veto competition. I think, you know, Chrissy, she may have lost a few fingers. Something happened with her hand. Blood was everywhere. I don't understand why the producers didn't step in. They just made her wait out the 30 minutes. It was ridiculous.
A medevac.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The adversity that Chrissy has overcome in this
game. Yeah.
Taryn, it is really, she's a saint. She really is a hero.
She's a survivor. Yeah, she should be on Survivor. She'd do so well.
That's next.
I'm sure there's a rule book out on the beach, right?
I should hope so. Yeah.
I mean, that's a necessity.
Necessity.
Yeah.
Okay. So then let's get into the veto was used today.
Yes, the veto was used. Morgan used it on herself, and Whitney went up in her place.
Ball smashers. No. Okay. So going into the eviction tomorrow night, we've got Whitney, we've got Neely and Scott.
Correct.
And America has a choice to make.
Yes, and they will probably be the deciding vote. My poll currently sits at 49% to evict Scott and 48% to evict Neely.
Let me see with you guys. All right, that people that want America to nominate or vote out Neely tomorrow, make some noise. Okay. And who are the people who want Scott to go home tomorrow? No, not as much. Not as much.
That seemed like a vocal minority to me.
Vocal minority for Scott. Why are people anti-Scott, Taryn?
Oh, well, I mean, I think Alex can probably answer this question in the form of an impression.
Yes. Oh, you do a Scott?
Do it.
I didn't until yesterday.
Okay. What do you got?
I am not one to be trifled with. Mother effers, you don't know who you're messing with.
Wait, is Scott losing it?
Well, he was sequestered in the yoga room for 5 or 6 hours, and during the course of that time, he's feeling himself a little bit.
What, was that a punishment?
No, not a punishment. It was just him talking to the camera. The camera zoomed in on him, and he was just cutting these like Hulk Hogan-esque promos where he just thinks he's like, at one point he actually said, I've been in these BB streets for 14 years. Like,
wow.
That's not even anything.
The mad virgin king. He's losing it, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, I love the virgin king, but seeing this, I mean, I felt really sad because there was a picture going around on Twitter. It was Scott on day one, and then Scott on day whatever it is, and he's just like this, like he's gone nuts, and it sucks. It happens. The house does crazy things to you. I'm still rooting for Scott because I think he's a big fan.
Yeah.
The problem is that he doesn't have his finger on the pulse of what's going on. And you know, yesterday he was like harassing Danielle because he thought, oh, this is what America wants. This is how I'll get their vote. But no, like that's not what America really wants from you, Scott. Your fans are not going to be rooting for you to blatantly, you know, insult and try to, you know, hurt someone's feelings. That's not talk to people that like Scott. So, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, just to go back to Chrissy, what I really don't understand was that she went up to everybody in the Ball Smashers, and they all said to her, like, we're okay if Scott goes home this week. Just don't take one of us out. We don't mind if Scott goes home. And Chrissy's takeaway from this was, I guess I should go after Scott. It seems like if your enemies are all telling you we're okay with any outcome that is getting rid of Scott, and your move is to decide to get rid of Scott, why did she decide to do this? Was it because she wanted to mend fences?
We're looking for optimal strategy from Chrissy now.
I guess so.
That's fun.
I know. It just seemed like that was not a great move. If her only desire is to hurt that side, why did she want to get rid of Scott?
Well, she feels like it's the safe move. It's the move that's not going to get blood on her hands. But right, just look at it objectively.
And ironically, Taryn, what happened?
Yeah, lots of blood. Lots and lots of blood. Everywhere.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start to get into this with some of our great BB alumni that are here. Three of the hottest guys in the history of Big Brother are here with us tonight. First, let's bring in a man who is still going to get his Big Brother redemption. I feel it. From Big Brother 18, Dr. Groom is here. Glenn Garcia.
Yes!
Hey, get in here. Get in the shot, Glenn.
I'll be at the show longer than I was on the show.
Yeah, that's right. Here is Glenn. Also, welcome here, one of America's all-time favorite house guests, Adam Pock is here. Here he is, the great Adam Pock.
Ball Smashers for life.
Ball Smashers for life. And then a man who knows a thing or two about giving into the whims of America, America's player, Eric Stein is here. All right, here, Eric, you jump in. Yeah, you sit next to me. Yeah, you're going to co-pilot this thing. All right. How you doing, Eric Stein?
Not great.
Why? What's wrong?
Come on. We don't need to get started just yet on all this business.
All right, well, I've been looking forward to talking to you because we really have built a season in Big Brother OTT that's all about making America happy, which was your job in the Big Brother house.
Which is why I'm upset. Because I hate America and I hate what they do to the game. And you know the expression, happy wife, happy life? It's similar in the Big Brother game. Happy America, happy Big Brother life. Upset America, and you are in for a world of hurting.
Now, why wasn't this the season to bring you back for, right? I mean, that this could have been, if there was here's America's player, America's going to decide. Isn't that a natural transition?
Well, I mean, I see no reason why Jose and Jason wouldn't have been considered before me, so it's totally understandable.
Can I put you on the spot? Were you asked to do this?
I have been in previous discussions, but not this time, no.
Not this time. Why?
I think it's over, Rob.
It's not over.
My popularity has slipped below that of some of the real luminaries of Big Brother. Our New York hopes are resting squarely on this guy now.
On Glenn.
Yeah.
Oh. We'll see. All right. Now, are the rumors true that we were talking about that Gina Marie was supposed to be here? That what I heard in the... Okay, Adam, where is Gina Marie?
Gina Marie called me today, I'm afraid, because she is flying to L.A. on Thursday, and she has a Galaxy Note 7. You are not allowed to bring a Galaxy 7 on a plane. You can't even check it. They won't even put it in your back. As of October 15th, which I was informed by Gina Marie, as of October 15th, you cannot bring a Galaxy Note 7 on a plane, in your baggage, or anything. And she refuses to go to the iPhone, which I stand behind
That iPhone's a scrub.
So she said she would text me if she's on her way here.
Not from the Note 7.
If I call you a flip phone, I call you a burner phone.
That is a burner.
She was going through her options, and she's calling out on Thursday, so tonight other than the old night, she can get a phone. So she'll be here at me.
Okay, maybe Gina Marie cameo later on. We'll see. Then look, you never know with this Big Brother game. Much like OTT, anything could happen. Anybody could walk through that door. We'll just keep an eye out and see what goes on. All right, so...
Daryl.
Yeah, yes.
Sneaking in the back.
Yes.
There we go.
All right, we have a late entry.
Yeah, it's right there. All right.
Yeah, do you want to come up?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Okay. Carol from BB8.
Carol?
All right, come on.
Come on, Carol.
Yes.
Come on up, Carol.
That is outside the shot, but Carol from BB8. What the hell is this? She says. Hold on.
Real happy.
Yeah. Now, past Adam, I don't believe is going to be on the video. So you are not on the screen in the video in the recorded version. She said, "Thank God." Carol, say hi. Yes.
Yeah.
That's not true. No.
Pay Jessica back.
No. Did you ever pay Jessica back? Is the question.
Nobody remembers that story.
Yeah. Carol, are you watching BBOTT? Yeah. Okay. All right. So here's what I wanted to get into is that I've been reading a lot of stuff online that people have really soured on Jason, seemingly, who it was just but 2 or 3 weeks ago that everybody was talking about, oh, this is going to be a boring season. It's going to be a runaway. Jason's just going to take this thing to the bank. But that was not the case because it seems as though America has soured on Jason. Are you guys... that right now, let me just get the opinion, Taryn. You tell me what people are. You give me the readout here. All right, those who are still on the Jason train. Okay, those of you who have gotten off the Jason train.
Yeah, off the train wins it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, give me the percentages.
That's probably like 75-25.
Okay. All right. Eric, can you explain to me what has happened here with Jason? Because back when we talked about who should get voted into the House, Jason or Jose, everybody to a person was telling me, Jason, he's one of us. He's a live feeder. He's good feeds. I remember, I think I might have said, boy, wasn't Jose good, though? Wasn't Jose good, if I may say? They said, no! You are wrong. Jose was no good. Jason's our guy.
You see, we're finally learning why they take recruits on these shows, right? Jose, Paul, Golden, right? Sometimes one of us is not a good thing. Very angry us, you know? Like, very miserable on the couches while we're smoking one of us, you know?
We have two other of us. We have Alex, Sharon, we have Scott, who are both live viewers. Both, like you say, are polarizing by fans. Some people love them, some people hate them. So it is good to get some of us, just not all of us.
You were gangbusters. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, so what's going on the feeds with Jason? Why have people turned on Jason?
Well, he's been really utterly mean to Shelby, and Shelby has really endeared herself to us feeders and to most of America, I feel like, because she's doing such a good job of keeping her profile low. I mean, obviously, she's playing like the dumb girl, but she graduated from Pepperdine University, right? And is she going to law school right now, or what?
She just took the bar.
She just took the bar. So, like, I mean, that would blow them away if they knew that. But beyond that, Jason is just, he's gone to a low bar where he's calling her, like, I can't even say it, but he's okay.
She's a gold digger.
Why?
Because she's trash.
She's trash.
She's a hooker and a prostitute.
Yeah, now, it seems as though that he has turned this into, you know, that's one of his catchphrases. She's a hooker, you're a hooker. But it sounds as though he's actually alleging that Shelby is a sex worker.
He's calling her a hooker, not a hooker. Like,
Why? Is there any evidence to support this?
I mean, she's obviously, you know, has different life experiences than everybody. Do you know what he's talking about?
Well, he is alleging that she is giving sexual favors to the producers in order to get better edits on the feeds.
But he's not watching the feeds.
But that's the only reason she wouldn't be nominated.
But is he joking or this is serious?
Well, very much like Justin with the witch hat, he's like, seriously though, this is what I believe. So, who knows?
Gina Marie update.
Okay. Breaking news.
First in place. Happy to stop by so I can see you now.
All right.
There we go. We can ambush her too.
Thank goodness.
We'll see. All right. All right. So, okay. got lots of updates happening.
We
need a live feed correspondent for this show. Okay. Somebody's on Twitter and they'll be keeping us updated. All right. So, Eric, is there redemption coming for Jason? Can Jason turn this around?
I think what we're headed towards is a Vanuatu situation here. Down to about 7-1, females to men, and then the guy's going to win at the end.
But which guy, Justin or Jason?
I think it's a 50-50 at this point. I think Scott's toast, obviously, but I think it's going to be they stop one person short of the finish line again. You only need to make a final three. Women start picking each other off, and whoever's sitting there at the end is going to win the vote.
I agree somewhat, at least in terms of how this is going to go for Jason, because I believe that the story of Big Brother, just like I was saying with the live feed people, is that somebody is on the bottom and we feel bad for them, and then we say, you know what, screw those people in power. And this season started and Jason was, oh, they're going to try to get rid of him, and we voted him in and we love him, but then he sort of got somewhat into power. He's in a big alliance, and even though the people those guys are sort of out of power, that you still have that he's still connected to Chrissy. I think at the point that Chrissy goes and at the point that the ball smashers are completely in power and they're trying to get Jason out the door, that's the point that people will fall back in love with Jason, and I think that he will have redemption.
Well, two things. One is that why do people every season talk about the good people? We're the deserving people. That's the ultimate way for America to absolutely hate you, is to be holier than thou, and he's doing that now by calling her a sex worker. But the thing is, and I mean this quite seriously, don't you think a sex worker would be a viable strategy on Survivor or Big Brother? Because here's the thing. If you were genuinely willing to give out sexual favors for votes, we've never seen that implemented in a U.S. strategy show.
Well, Allison.
And I'm just going to say...
Hold on. I will give everybody your hand jobs if you vote for Shelby Cruz.
Why? What? Okay. All right, cut off Adam. Cut him off.
Yeah. I'm changing my votes, guys.
I'm just going to say,
hold this for a second.
If the Virgin King was on the fence and Shelby offered like a little canoodling, might that not sway the man? I'm just saying. It's a strategy.
Yes, it would. I agree with you. Like, why? As somebody who's been in the house as a young
man, more of the Virgin Prince at the time.
Or still. You know, somebody like Shelby came up to me and said, hey, if I was on the fence and said, hey, I'll do this for you, then,
It's the ultimate manipulation, of course, and it would be a viable strategy, and the feedsters would rip them apart.
Didn't this happen in the BB18 just now? I mean, at least it would weren't there like promises of like, hey, I'll be in a relationship with you when this is over if you vote with me, right?
I'll perform Bruno Mars with you at a $65 show.
It wasn't quite where I was going. Here, Jordan, get over here. That you're too far away from me. I need. You're out of the shot. I need the Virgin Prince. up here. Yeah.
He is our...
All right. Oh, man, I can take over?
No, no.
He is our prince that was promised.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. All right. So... No, what, Adam, but back to Shelby. Why are you so pro Shelby?
Because Shelby is real. She's real. She pretends to be an idiot, and she is an idiot, but she didn't play the game that she went to play. She played the game that she wanted to play. She said, I'm going to go in there and act like an idiot, and people are not going to be my friends. And what's good is she hasn't been nominated yet. We'll get her later. And her live DRs are amazing because she is just. You never know what she's going to say next. You never know.
One thing we do know, James Ryan will be calling her soon.
James Ryan is standing outside of the box. But that's why I'm a Shelby fan, because she is real. She's not.
Does that count? Is James Ryan looking at OTT? That's a real season to him?
I mean, everything's an opportunity, right?
Does America vote? Get to vote?
Yes, for OTT, I think that they get to vote for that one.
Well, no, for the record, like, I think James Ryan counts Canada, so if he counts Canada, then he surely would count BBOTT, Rob.
Okay. All right, well, good for James.
Are more people watching OTT than Canada?
Ooh, let's see. Well, Canada, I think approximately 12 people watch. So, yes.
Okay. All right. So then let's get into the vote here. That Eric, where do you think it's going? Is it Neely or you think Scott's done?
I actually think it's going to be Scott.
Scott has...
All right, so like I'm an old school pro wrestling fan, and there's the bad guys that are fun to root against, and then there's the bad guys that make you change the channel, and Scott's the bad guy who makes you change the channel.
Exactly.
So nobody enjoys watching Scott other than Adam.
Yeah, but I have to disagree, though, based on the polls that I'm seeing, and I love Taryn's poll, but the poll on Jokers, which has over 3,500 votes, shows Neely getting voted out by almost a 2-1 margin. So I think Neely is not long for this game.
I thought the wrestler we changed the channel on was Austin.
All right. So what is Neely doing wrong? Is it just that she's guilty by association? It's you guys? It's just because she pissed you guys off?
I mean, I worked it out on the live show, and I said, all of a sudden it dawned on me, like, we have to vote. We have to nominate Neely, and we have to vote her out if we want to save Alex and Scott. Look, I'm not pro-plastic. People get on us because they think we're pro-plastic. I'm not pro-plastic. I'm just trying to save Alex and Scott because I think they're good players, and I think they're fun feeds, and I have to watch the feeds.
But hold on. But you're using the first person so much. In terms of I have to do this, I need to save them. That I when I'm talking about that you guys are controlling things, like I'm saying it tongue in cheek. But now I don't know if you guys really feel like you guys are controlling BBOTT.
This season has been one long session of HOHitis for Brent. but yeah, with Neely, I think it's mostly guilty by association, especially because she's so close with Chrissy, and Chrissy is just outstandingly obnoxious. And so, you know, anytime that Neely interacts with Chrissy and is on her side, people want to mess with Chrissy's HOH. They want it to be ruined. They don't want Chrissy to get what she wants. And I think that's largely why Neely's in the crossfires.
Oh, and also remember, because of the rules of BBOTT, we couldn't nominate Chrissy, obviously, because she was HOH. We couldn't nominate Danielle because she was nominated by America last week. So Chrissy or Neely didn't do anything wrong other than being the last person on that alliance who really didn't have a lot of backers. Obviously, people love Justin. People up until this week have loved Jason, but beyond that, nobody really likes Neely, and she is kind of boring on the feeds. And I would like to say, too, as far as my HOHitis goes, I don't have HOHitis, but I have gotten what I wanted every single week on BBOTT, and I would like to say that I think it's going to happen again.
Right. Yeah, I feel like you guys have learned nothing from watching BB over these years because you're getting so cocky and arrogant about it. He's like, oh, thank you, America. Thank you so much for doing what I asked you guys to do. You guys are the best. Like, I'm just so happy. I'm so grateful that you guys have voted my way. And the second that you're starting to get, now they're doing what I want them to do. I've got, like, Arlie in the mirror. That it's over. It's over.
Yeah, America is the Paul to our Polly right now. Or to Brent's Polly, I should say.
Look, I've got America doing exactly what I want them to do. I am controlling this whole thing.
Yeah. It's AB, America and Brent, together.
That's right. All right, so Glenn. Yes, Glenn. Oh, Glenn, you could be one of the executives if you play your cards right. All right. Yeah, but you're the consigliere of the executive. All right, so Glenn, is it true that you have been in contact with the BBOTT people as they've been leaving the house?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you, what are you talking to them about?
Well, I've been contacted by Monty, Shane, and Colbert.
And what do they say? Glenn, please.
They call me. They want some advice. They can't believe how bad Twitter is. they can't believe how there's so much hate in the world.
Eric, can you believe it?
Hello?
Shocking.
There's a reason Eric recently joined Twitter.
The first guy that I did. Block is a beautiful thing.
Yeah. You're on the block, and then you have to start blocking.
Yeah. But they're really good.
Hold on. Yeah, you got to use the microphone, Adam.
Come on. But they're all good. They're fans of you.
Of who? The LFC?
No.
No, they hate the LFC because they got voted out.
They're fans, and they just want to let everybody know that they're doing good, they're coping, and... You know, they're watching the show also.
Yeah.
They're
okay.
I mean, the stipend wasn't great, but, you know.
Eric, did they get paid less money for OTT?
Well, yeah, and they also were, like, held hostage for weeks ahead of time because they, you know, couldn't see the information. So they were in sequester for as long as they were in the game.
How are they paying them less money? Like, I mean, you didn't think it would get less. What do they get? Do you know what are they getting? Like $500 a week?
I mean, Cornbread got $1,000 flat for the whole thing.
And they had him for like, what, 4 weeks, right?
He quit his job. He had bought a whole new wardrobe. He basically lost $5,000 on the show.
Glenn, you're like, hey, I got a good deal compared to these guys, right?
That was good. That was about 6 weeks.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Messiah is here. Your Messiah has come for you. We said, please, Jose, please, we have a seat of honor for you. Jose.
Well, now it looks like the Last Supper.
Yes, finally. Jose, it's so nice to have you here with us. We've been talking tonight. So many people have regrets about why they made the wrong decision. What do you have to say to all these voters?
Please go crazy. Be honest, and I know you are.
Listen, it's some bullshit. I mean, I understand, like, you know, Jason knows the game more than I do. I get it. But I really, really, really studied afterward, I swear. I promise. and, you know, I think I would have gave a really, really amazing online season, should I say, because he said it's going to be online. So it's going to be online. But anyway, I would have gave an amazing online season.
Yeah, Carol didn't know it was online. Yeah, we're talking about an online show.
I watched all of their season, every episode. Not any of the After Dark stuff, but all the episodes.
Not After Dark. Okay. Too much time. Okay, sorry, Jose.
That's cool. It's fine. no, but you know, Jason's playing the game good or whatever. I mean... He still works at a grocery store. It's fine when he gets out. Just saying.
Wait, well, look. When they go low, we go high. Now, what do you think about the fact that now a lot of people are saying that Jason is very mean, and now they feel bad that they voted him in because he's been so hard on some of the other players?
Well, I thought I was a diva, but he beats me. I'm sorry. Like, he really does. Like, at least I was nice and kind. Like, truly, honestly, I really am. I swear. Like, I had all those girls' backs in the house. Like, I really did. Until Devon played me. Devon. Anyway, but I love her dearly, so... This is a shady night. No, I don't regret anything in the house. I think it was fucking fantastic. I had an amazing fucking time. And, you know, the platform was great. So new things are coming out. It should be happening next year. So stay tuned. And that's it.
Wait, things are happening? What's that? Is it the Grammys?
Well, unfortunately, I didn't get the Grammys yet, but I'm working to that, you know, but a lot of other things are happening, and I'm working on my own creation, my own TV show, which I created myself.
Jose OTT.
It's going to be called Gag.
Whoa!
Yeah.
What kind of competition series is that?
Eric, you've seen over 800 reality series.
The only time I saw Gag was Chelsea and Crazy James, who might be stopping by.
Oh, boy. Whoa. Cal was not on the mic for that.
I'm not here to ask our disagreements.
All right. We're getting off track. All right. So, you know, Jose, that you went out there. You said that Nicole was a snake. You knew right away that was a prophecy. You never called anybody a hooker.
Well. Where's the drum roll when you need it? It was like perfect spot. Nicole is a snake. That's what she was. She always will be a snake. But she won, so congratulations to her. You know, kudos. But I predicted that since day one, and I said who was going to be the final three day one, and no one listened to me, and look who won, and look who's there, so...
You predicted that the final three was going to be Nicole, James, and Paul?
Well, I kind of inserted myself in there. You know? I was one of them, okay?
But get rid of the mess.
I did. And I mean, for me, it's like, I understand it's a game, you know, I understand you have to lie and make friends and kind of negotiate some bullshit. But at the end of the day, you know, if we would all stick together, we were so much more powerful than a fucking veterans. It was like, what the fuck? What are you scared of? There's four fucking people. Get those bitches out. Let's start the game. Like, what the fuck?
Well, as we saw in PB13, getting rid of the vets early on does not work. One of the best alliances is in jeopardy of having the first four also victims. The regulators from last season, remember them? The first four.
Barely.
Kevin, whatever his name is. The second day they said, he doesn't get called to the diary room again. I'm like, who else he? And he's sitting right next to me. We might see the first four people all from the same bedroom, all from the same early lines, go home the first four this year, so it's coming by high.
Very ironic. Yeah, Jose, do you have any issues with the way that the vote was held of you versus Jason? Do you think there should have been like a debate between the two of you guys?
I mean, I thought they were going to put us both in an arena and we were just going to fucking just battle it out and be like, who's the biggest bitch of the fucking day?
not like what you and Glenn did? No poison berries?
No. That competition was like 7 fucking hours long. You guys, no, for real, I swear to you. I was sweating and I was over it. I was like, you know what, fuck this shit. And then... Well, hold on. I saw him trying to put his little poison berry and I ran as fast as I could. I said, not today, Satan.
So do you feel like there beef between you and Jason now? Do you feel like he's been talking bad about you on the feeds or anything? Or that's all water under the bridge, we're on to Gag?
Well,
give a hand job.
I mean, it is what it is with Jason. Like, I'm cool. I don't care. It's a show. I mean, he did it to get on the show. It's fine. He had to slander me and fucking say what he had to say. So whatever. At the end of the day, I'm still more popping outside of the real world. You know, right here, I'm popping, and Jason's not. So.
Well, okay. Well, especially now. Now it's happening. Look, you got these people eating out of the palm of your hand, Jose.
Wait a minute. Let's clap for the fucking audience, bitch. What's up? Y'all are amazing. It's for you guys. Like, listen, honestly, it's a show, but I was constantly thinking in my head, I'm like, what the hell is everybody thinking outside? They think I'm a bitch, don't they? I'm not a fucking bitch. I'm very fine. I'm fun. No, but for real, though, I'm really sweetheart. I'm a nice person. We can have a drink, a cocktail later on, and I'll explain to you my whole story from being a stripper to all that. Don't worry. I'll tell y'all everything.
That is my number one question out of the house. Ayo, tell me, is Jose really like that? That's my number one question. I'm like, believe it or not, the Messiah is a good guy.
He's a good guy.
I think what he was saying is, please buy me drinks later.
Yeah.
just what cornbread made, so.
And if you got into the OTT house, Jose, you would have won.
Well, what's his name? That the guy, I'm not even tuning into this online shit, but what's his name with the guy with the glasses? The little dorky dude? Scott. Harry Potter?
Yeah.
Yeah, her. So, anyway, I would have teamed up with him because he's very smart. So I would have let him drag me along all the way to the end and say, bitch, what? Because he can't beat me in a strength competition, so it was going to be a wrap for that. No, really. Wait, who's the Shelby girl?
Love Shelby, yes.
Oh my God.
Is she good? I don't know. I haven't watched.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Well, hi, Shelby girl. Yes.
How many people are no longer voting for Shelby after Adam has come out so vociferously for her? Adam, you are hurting her campaign. As her surrogate.
Come on, honey. Really? I mean, she's funny. She's silly. She's goofy. She makes it all for free. Everything. But that's why I like her, because she's fun. She's fun. She's not taking it too seriously. I mean, Justin, I'm a Justin fan out here. I love how he has even less clue about Big Brother than some of the people on the panel here.
It's all right.
But he's figuring out. He understands that I just need to be, silly guy. He's talking to both sides. America loves him. The house loves him. Even though I am Team Shelby, I will not give a hand job, and I will appreciate you if you vote for Shelby.
Stop saying that, please.
Remember when I spoke about the change the channel people?
Eric, do you have a dog in the fight? Do you have anybody that you're rooting for on the OTT?
Not really, no. I mean, I actually think it's a pretty good cast, though. I think it's a good season. I like it. I feel like this is what everyone's been asking for, and now that we have it, everyone's just whining about it.
Mind stealer, I just sent it to you outside.
I gotta put into that because I feel as though, okay, hold on. No, I seriously feel as though America should have been just as involved as the online season in the real TV show season, honestly. Because if America was involved, all the turnouts would have been completely different.
I would have been out.
True. And Nicole, I don't think Nicole would have won if America was voting. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. They would have, hold on. Even though I wasn't a really good player, but you guys would have kept me off for entertainment. I know you would have, because I would have slayed all those bitches. Thank you.
Okay. We talked. Yeah,
everybody would have voted for the entertaining guy that the first thing asked me was, what's the age
of H? Yeah.
Literally asked me, hi, what's the age of
H? I sure did, huh? What? I forgot the camera was recording. I pulled him over. I was like, Glenn, what's HOH? And I said, what? He was ahead of the house. I said, what's that? So that room upstairs, oh, that bitch get it? I was so mad.
I was telling them before that supposedly the intentions was that it was going to be 20 or 24 people between America's vote, and America's going to vote in the entire cast. And then, like, 5 days beforehand, they realized that America would vote in the absolute worst cast possible. So they just pulled it back and reneged on the whole thing, and a lot of people got called at the absolute last second saying that they were not.
A lot of veterans did?
No, other like newbies. They were going to do a full voting of the cast and leave it up to America entirely and decide against it. And I'm going to say, I knew someone who was in finals, and very similar to Allie's, like Harry Potter sort of thing, this and that. And she told me, she's like, oh, I think I saw what I think the final cast is. She's like, and there's this guy, and he kind of looks like you. And I was like, okay. And then they released the cast, and it was Scott.
Oh! Pissed!
Never can.
Oh, stop that with that word.
What? What happened? Oh, no. No, no.
When Paul started saying friendship, if you remember BD6, the nerd herd called themselves the friendship.
No, it's the admin.
Friendship. You were talking about friendship. Friendship is different than friendship.
Either way, Paul took it back. It's cool.
Big brother.
All right, let's not get into BB6. Let's not go there.
Right. What's that?
What's BB6?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
Little brother.
Yeah. So we got into a little bit of Justin and how he's been pretty universally popular. You guys are pro Justin?
Yeah.
Eric, what is it about somebody who, like Jose is saying, doesn't really know anything about the game? Why do we as an audience find that endearing?
I just think it brings a whole new energy to the show. I mean, listen, myself and the Adams and the Jasons, they hole up and it's like you see the steam coming out of their ears. The wheels are turning. You're thinking. And Justin's just there being himself. It's authentic. That's all we ever want. And when people say, oh, when I'm going to apply the Big Brother, what should I do? We always say, be yourself. And they don't want the next so-and-so, they whatever. This is the first Justin. We have the first Justin on the show. This is a guy who's true to himself. He has no idea what's going on, and it's charming.
Yeah, I do think there is something to that, because the people who, like, know what to do, they're trying, like, they think they're playing all the angles, and then we think it's annoying because they're trying to, like we know what they're trying to do, we see through it. But the people who don't know what's going on...
Right. He doesn't even know what he's trying to do. So therefore, for the viewers, it's exciting, because who the hell knows what his next thing is going to do?
So why get on Jose's case about that he doesn't know the rules?
I think maybe we should allot 15 minutes for Jose and Carol to have a trivia, baby history trivia.
I don't know.
How many people play in the Power of Veto?
Five. I was close. I think it's five. I don't know. Six.
Point to Carol. Okay.
One point gets a point. I was close.
All right. A great example of Justin is during the veto competition. It was they were on a climbing wall, a rock climbing wall, and he was just flying across it. And he described it as like I was Spider-Man Part Two. And so he was going way faster than anyone else. And there were three questions. They were pretty simple questions, but he could not figure them out. So even though he was going way faster than anyone else, Chrissy gave up because she, you know, her hands were bleeding everywhere. Justin couldn't do it because he couldn't figure out what day Monty was nominated by America, even though you can just count from day one if you want to. I think he was guessing day 21 by the end of it, and it was day 13.
And do you have any thoughts on Chrissy? Do you know who that is?
Mm-hmm. Listen. She's cool or whatever. Yeah.
That was it?
Day job.
That's all.
Day job? Day job. Eric, what does that mean?
No idea. I haven't had a day job in my life.
You know, if I would stay in, how I have it in my mind. The whole side would have been right on.
Jose, do you think you would have seen that these two girls are sisters in the house?
Hell yeah. Listen, fuck that bullshit about, this person resembles... No, they put people in the house that look exactly alike or somewhat super similar. Like, come on. They're two super, super blonde girls. They wear glasses sometimes, I believe. Yeah, you know? Yeah, and they laugh alike. They talk alike. She calls her a nickname. I would have known. I would have walked that bitch and be like, look, let me come here. Let me tell you something. That's your sister? Are you lying to me? And then she would have said, oh, no, that's my sister. I would have walked up and said, look, that bitch her sister. Get that motherfucking bitch out. See, but the thing is, the bitches don't understand. They don't listen to me. Oh, no, I'm crazy. But I'm so fucking real. That I get Big Brother all about lying and stuff, but I don't lie. I don't.
That's why we... Look, Jose, you're preaching to the choir. I said, I think we need Jose in the house this summer or this winter. Everybody said,
coming. Yeah, I can't say much.
People said, oh no, Jason's a live feeder. We need him. Go back, check the tapes. I said it.
Rob is so proud of this. He was talking about it the entire time before he got on stage.
Yes.
He just wants to rub it in the entire podcast.
How entertaining has Jose been? Are you not entertained?
Oh, wait. I forgot to mention. When I walked in and I seen Miss Jason, she turned around and she looked at me and she goes, I knew it was you. Exactly what she said. And then I, because previously I, Eric recaps, reality recaps. So I saw an episode that Jason was doing a little recap on me and he was talking a lot of shit. So I didn't expect to see Jason. I thought I was going to see somebody crazy like Janelle or somebody like, I was like, yes, I'm going to see somebody fun. But no, it was Jason. So I'm like, oh, now we're face to face, bitch. What's up? And I was in my Fierce Armani. Who seen the finale? Okay, did y'all see my Armani suit? Come on. It was a $3,000 suit, okay? $3,000 suit. So anyway, I pop in my suit and she's in this cowboy getup to some trashy shit she's in. So I walk up and she's like, oh, hi. Oh, so nice to meet you. I'm like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the producers go, do bitchy. Act bitchy. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I start going like this to him, like, bitch, fuck you. And they're like, you can't do that. I was like, well, whatever. But yeah, that's basically it. Like, I don't see it for that girl. I don't.
All right.
That's just didn't happen.
Listen, now let me tell you something, man. I was so offended. That twist didn't happen. Me getting out so quick.
I had the best.
I had a crew. You guys didn't get to see because none of the live people up yet. Did we have a crew?
Wait, were we talking?
Do you see what's going on right now? That would have been, oh my God, breathtaking.
It literally was instant. Like the minute we walked into the house, me, him, Victor, Natalie, Bronte, just started just like talking, and then everybody started speaking Spanish, and I was like, ooh, none of these other people know Spanish except us. And then they were like,
you got to stop talking in Spanish.
And I was like, okay, I'm sorry. Where's that coming from? I'm sorry.
So, I'd like to see you try.
How many of you want to see those first couple days on the live feed? I think that was the best part. Yeah. When you watch the TV show, you only get like 30 seconds of that. Those first few minutes, those first few moments when you meet somebody, it's so much more amazing. I wish that's something they bring from over the top onto the CBS show.
I laid my groundwork. I took the best things that I could.
Oh my God.
The whole house.
His pasta spaghetti or whatever, it was so fucking good. Listen, and I was so sad. I was crying deep inside because like I'm like, who's gonna cook for me now? Because I don't cook. And then he was like the only one I depended on. I was like, well, he can cook, but he's a nice person. So when I get a stress and mad, he gonna make me some nice dinner and like, you know, whatever. But he ended up getting out the house. I was sad, and Victor took the job.
I laid my blueprints down so good, so quick. It's amazing. None of you guys see it.
Hypothetically, let's say you last, you don't go home with the coconut, okay? Are you the greatest player of all time or the second greatest player of all time? Maybe the third. Because my whole cast didn't know shit about the show.
So what is it Dan? Dan, Will?
Dan, Will.
Glenn Derek?
Glenn Derek, yeah.
Will, Dan?
It's too late. It's already been decided.
Where's Derek on that list?
Hold on.
Is Derek ahead of Glenn or Glenn ahead of Derek?
Listen, I'm talking about my season.
Okay, all right. So what I want to start to do is get some questions from you guys also.
Right. Hold on, you're going too fast. You forgot about Miss Corey.
Corey?
Yes.
What about Corey?
Her. Okay. So do you guys believe that Nicole and Corey are real? Like, let's be honest. No, right? So secretly, this is exclusive. He will tell me on his low time. He will tell me on his low time that I was beautiful every second. And in the finale, he pulled me aside and said, "You look gorgeous as always." And Nicole heard me. "That's why you don't like me. That's the true reason, honey. Tell everyone. Stop denying it. Thank you. And I don't want your man."
Allegedly.
To follow up on the Corey in the Pokemon Challenge, would you have a showman
for Nicole? Okay. I think we're going to have an interview with Nicole coming up soon on the podcast. We can ask her all these questions.
You should have invited her here tonight. She has $500,000. She could have fly over here.
Right? I guess so. She could have come in for this. All right, so what I want to do is, if you have questions that you want to ask to the panel, if you want to start, people want to line up over there, we'll get some of your questions as we go along here. So if you have questions over here, I know everybody's always shy to ask the first question, but if you want to, we'll check in with you guys if you want. Come over here. Yeah.
First question is the coolest question.
First question is the most important question. Do we have somebody coming?
Here we go.
You're coming up? Okay. Yeah. Here, come on over here. All right, Biscuit, you wanna help this out? Okay. All right, here, get in the shot. And who are you?
My name is George.
George, okay. George, what do you have, like a mocha frappuccino?
Yeah, pretty much.
Whoa.
Pretty much.
Okay. All right, George, what's your question to this panel?
So do we think that Big Brother will actually expose the sisters, or is it going to come down to the house guests to discover it on their own?
Ah! Okay. All right, so let me start. Eric, you are the person with the most knowledge of reality TV here. So what's going to happen? That it seems like that this has almost been a bust in some way. That Big Brother throws a twist out there. We say, okay, well, then it'll be discovered in the first week. It seemed like Jason was onto it. And then it's almost like they're going to get away with it. Do you think that Big Brother will try to get their shot in of, oh my God, oh?
Why would anyone even care other than being pissed that they have double the votes? I mean, Adam and I both experienced this. He played with engaged couples. I played with a father and a daughter. It's just patently unfair. They have extra votes. It's boring. It's not a big reveal. It's just a pain in the ass that's unfair to the game.
I agree. Is that too serious?
I mean, it'll be great.
Well, hypothetically speaking, like if it gets down to ball smashers, and then you don't think it'll be as some way to sort of like if they're just knocking everybody out, it's down to four women and either Jason or Justin. You don't think that production, especially in a season where they could throw things in from America, you don't think that they'll want to create some dissension in the ranks?
I don't think anyone would even care in the house. I'm doing great. Whatever, you know, just it's I, for all intents and purposes, whether they're alliance members or sisters, I just think it's a bust. I don't see production interfering. I think they'll make some thing about it at the finale, and everyone will be like, yeah, okay, great. Like, I don't think it's gonna land in the way that they're expecting.
I honestly think that there's going to be another twist that's going to be similar to my twist when I and Jason was on there. I think they're going to bring another returning house guest secretly. Wait, hold on.
Let's back this up. So secretly to who? Secretly to the other house guests?
Yeah.
So they're going to bring somebody in and just drop somebody in there and say...
Boom.
Okay. Yeah.
I think they're going to do what they did with Derek, right? Where they're going to be like, oh, look how amazing they are. We're going to reveal it at the finale. And like, oh, they duped you all. Haha. Like, this is a great reveal. Don't you love season 16?
Adam, is this fair to Shelby?
Not fair at all. Not fair at all. Shelby's going one verse two. It's not fair. She keeps it as every advantage given to her. Vote for her for America's Care Package. For the co-HOH.
Oh my God.
No way.
Listen. Wait.
We want Shelby.
Hell no.
Yes. Shelby's HOH.
No.
Has no idea what she's doing. She'll
Rob.
A plan or something.
Don't you think it's incumbent? It's incumbent upon the other house guests to figure this out. I mean, these are two girls who look totally identical in their memory wall pictures. They're both from Texas. They both have a last name that starts with the letter W. I mean, what more do you want? They asked Alex the other day, well, what's your last name? And of course, she can't say Willett because that's Morgan's last name. She says Walters. And they're like, oh, yeah. And they still haven't figured it out. Like, I don't understand how they can't figure this out.
The sister was, Jason was the one that figured it out on season 18.
Right.
And he's like, there's no way they would do it again.
they made him crazy.
Well, yes.
Hold on a
bitch.
Second. Good God, that's Gina Marie's music. Yeah. All right, you scrubs, get ready. Here's Gina Marie, no Galaxy Note 7.
Yeah, please.
All right, all right.
You're more handsome in person.
Oh, you're talking to Jose?
You weren't.
Yeah. Oh, it's Gina Marie. Hold on. Let's get Gina Marie on the microphone. Just sit on Eric Stein's lap. Okay. Gina Marie, what do you think of this BBOTT?
To be honest with you, I haven't even heard a lot.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, only because I love Jose and I love Jason, and that's why I kind of pulled my badass friends and I wanted to hook on it. And it's like, not that I don't want to pay, you know, CBS to money on my check, you know, but what happened? You just like sat with me all day? But no, I haven't. Do you want to have a snow miller?
I'm not thrilled.
It's over, everybody. Come on. No, I haven't watched it, but my mom does.
Okay.
So she's been giving me all the updates.
What did your mom update?
She just updated.
Does she want to be a live feed correspondent?
She actually wants to be on the show, but I told her that you should have everybody bring it up on the show, but then they'd be in VR for 2 minutes getting their high blood pressure meds. I don't think it would work very well with you.
Okay. So what has been your reaction to Jason in the house?
Jason's awesome. I mean, I think he's a huge personality and he's super awesome. And
what do you say to his critics now that people have fallen? His poll numbers are dropping, Gina Marie. How does he deal with the bad poll numbers?
I don't know, man. I think they said take something from me because I went bad and I went up. But, it's the house, man. You say stupid shit all the time. You know, it puts a real physically, mentally strain on you, but it is what it is, you know? If I go back and ask, I would just probably keep my mouth shut, but that's kind of hard.
Yeah, right, Gina Marie. Come on. Jose, does Gina Marie need to pick a side between Jose and Jason?
Why are you going to ask me that?
I have to pick a side. No, go
grab,
sit.
Grab that chair.
I have a chair there. No, stop. Eric, over here.
Well, I don't want
to... That's a resume for Dieter. That's why I just want to get you, Hans. Don't worry about it.
Oh. Well, I don't want to answer that. I just think that she has her faves, and if it's split between, yeah, I mean it's cool. But you know how I feel already.
Yes. And did you vote Gina Marie? Did you vote between Jose and Jason?
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie. I did vote both of them like together.
You voted equally. Well, that was yeah.
Sorry, I don't know.
So you're going to vote for Hillary and Trump next month?
Are those the two people I don't like? I'm just kidding. Come on. I'm doing a black one. All of Staten Island is Trump. But, I mean, yeah. No, I don't really vote. I can't even read.
I can't read.
I can't even get on a plane. You heard about my saying? So
yeah.
I can't even fly.
What happened with What happened with your phone?
I have a Galaxy Note 7. Anybody have one?
They blew up.
They used to.
No, the phone's awesome, but they literally blow up. Kind of like my head. It's okay. It works out good for both of us. No, so I can't fly with it. So I'm going to get a phone.
And did yours blow up?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Hopefully my hair extensions won't go on fire. I'm okay.
Okay. We hope not. All right. Let's take another question. We got to get Eric Stein closer to a microphone.
Closer?
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Matt Wojcicki. I am.
Matt. The great Matt Wojcicki.
Yeah. Yeah. Going back to the issue of the new edition of the Final Three, do you guys get the feeling that production is pissed?
That's loud.
That the best player gets voted out of the Final Three.
Okay. All right. We see this is why we. Oh boy. No. 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 We're not doing this.
Too soon. Too soon.
Always goes out of the Final Three.
Okay.
Spencer,
yada yada yada. All right. Jerry.
Victoria. Chanel.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Eric, could you come stand back here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. All right. So in terms of the final three and the BBOTT, Eric, I want to get your take on this. Here, can you stand behind Adam? Yeah.
So production doesn't care who wins the game, and I understand why people don't get this anymore. Basically, Big Brother is a primetime soap opera, right? It's like same as pro wrestling or something. There's the good guys, there's the bad guys, there's the dramas, there's the showmances. They don't give a rat's ass who wins the game. We care about the game. They care about the television show.
Why did they make it a final three?
Because that's what worked for the schedule.
That's it?
Yeah,
they would have had it.
And then James didn't win.
Gotta get this shit over.
Well, I do think there's something, too, that they have at the finale, that they have a final three and they get it down to the final two. That I think that they that if people are paying for feeds, I do think that, that it was going to be really boring to have just two people in the house. Do you think they care about that?
No, because they've had years of been like the last two people like just wallowing in their sorrows at the end. I think that probably if they thought it was a better chance that someone vaguely like might win and might be able to eat their way into the final. But I really think that if you think that the outcome of the game is important to the producers, you need to like really give some thought to that because they don't give a shit.
They don't care.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Matthew.
I didn't mean that as a personal, you know, insulting question, Matthew.
And to add on to that, like for our season, like the battle back thing, I think that was added on last minute because the house was kind of dead.
I mean,
Nicole and Corey 24/7 sleeping. Showman, like, come on, what the fuck you doing? Grab her by her hair, pull her down, say, bitch, shut the fuck up. That's it. Like, start stuff.
The day you went home, I said, the battle back is going to be 5 weeks of celebrity makeup competition.
Yes. Yes.
We need more Jose. All right.
Yes.
That's why we can't wait for Gag. We're going to get a whole podcast going.
I don't know the official name, but I threw it in there.
Is that an acronym?
I don't fucking know.
For more info, go to www.gag.com.
Do not go there. Do not. Do not. All right. All right. Come on up. Come on up.
Hi.
Hi.
Eve from Long Island.
Hi. Eve from Long Island?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I told Eric I'd buy him a shot on Twitter, and he seemed very excited about that. And I just wanted to thank... I just wanted to thank you and the LFC, because you guys are the only people who know of Big Brother, besides my grandma and my friend's mom.
Give it up for the LFC.
Yeah.
Yes. The most powerful man in BBOTT.
Yes, and just want to say Eric is at a tie with Matt Hoffman as my favorite USBB player.
Tied with Matt Hoffman?
Yes.
We'll call him later.
Okay. Yes. Oh my God, dreams made. And Jordan Parhar is my favorite BB cam,
so
but he's gone.
You like men under 5'6".
I guess you could say that. Anyway, Eric, my question is for you.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Question for Eric.
No, I'm not that creepy, actually, but whatever. F, marry, kill, BB-8 version.
Ding, marry, kill.
Yes. Okay, so... Jen, Danielle Donato, and Jessica. Sorry about that, Carol. Good to see you. Good to see you again.
Jen, Danny, Jessica.
Ooh, this is horrifying. There's zero way I can answer this question without getting multiple angry texts in a minute.
Yes.
It was worth a shot.
Facebook one.
Yeah.
Ding, Joe, Mary, Nick, and Kill Adam.
Okay. Right. Do you have one for Jose, too?
Honestly, I thought you were a flop, but you're pretty cool right now. Sorry. No, you're very entertaining right now. I'd buy you a drink, and I'd love to hear about your stripper days.
Just take
thank you.
You're welcome.
Himself another drink right there. You're learning.
Yeah.
You're
the learning. Messiah converts another one.
Yeah.
Boy.
Jose, I wish you would have tapped me as a campaign manager. We could have been, you'd be in that house right now. I know. All right, another question.
Hi, I'm Jordan, the Jordan that sucks.
The Jordan
that sucks. I don't know.
Hey.
Actually, I would say I'm the Jordan that sucks, but forever.
Okay. I couldn't even get on the show, so there you go.
Not yet.
Okay, what's up, Adam? So my question is for, I guess, everyone who's been on the show and the game bots out there.
Yes.
Which format do you think provides more strategic opportunities? One like BBOTT, where the HOH has like 4.5 days to make their nominations, or one like the regular season, where they have to make their nominations immediately, veto happens immediately, but then you have 4 or 5 days to decide who's going home.
Okay. Biscuit, can you make the case as to whether or not that there are more strategic opportunities in a BBOTT season?
Well, if we're just strictly speaking about the length of time between, you know, HOH and nominations versus final nominations and voting somebody out, it's probably, you know, more time after the HOH for the nominations that's going to provide more strategic opportunity, because there's a wider pool of people to choose from. When it's two people and days, they've decided on the first day and pretty much nothing happens unless there's a last minute flip. So I actually like having more time before the nominations. I think that's pretty interesting.
Jose?
The first one. The first one. Yeah, just the first one.
First one. Okay. Jordan, did that answer the question?
Sure.
Brent or Alex, do you disagree with what Taryn had to say?
I mean, I do a little bit. I miss having more time. Like, everything does feel rushed at the end of the week right now. Like, I don't like how nominations, like the safety ceremony, is dragging all weekend. And I know it's just because they only want to keep a skeleton crew on staff, but it would be nice if it could be like a little more spread out throughout the week. Like, why does it have to be all stacked on an end or the other? Oh, well, I just explained why. They don't want to pay people.
Okay. Here, this is Big Meech is on FaceTime. Here, what do you have to say?
Is this gonna work?
Hi, Jose.
Hi.
I'm so confused.
We all are.
Hey, Michelle.
I'm sad I can't be there. I wish I could.
You look amazing. I love your makeup, girl.
Oh, thanks.
Okay.
This is really awkward.
Yeah, this is not awkward. Okay. All right, Big Meech. Just wanted to say hi.
Hi, Meech.
There we go. Yeah. All right, bye, Big Meech. All right, let's get another question.
Hi, I'm Howard.
Howard, hi.
Oh, sorry. So I was wondering what everyone thinks of the BB budget, if it's creating simple, like, old school competitions that we like, or are we missing the big builds?
Okay.
Can I answer that, please?
Yes. All right. Let Adam answer it.
I think the competitions this year are great because they're not the same competitions. And I love that they all say, oh, this is what the competition's coming up next. This is coming up next. It hasn't been that ever. So that's great. I like new challenges, which is why I love Big Brother Canada. And Canada has the best challenges of the big U.S. Academy over the last couple of years. So I love that we don't have the same boring ones. There's no Q&As, no lucky APs. I like the fact that this is all new stuff. I love the first HOH. I thought that was a very telling game to see, like, who's going after who that early in the game. Who are you going to give that bug to? So I like seeing those and play it out a little bit longer. Yeah, he's coconuts.
To bring on that topic, like, what upset me the most in the house, being somebody who didn't understand nothing and just coming in, thrown in there, like, whatever, like, hey, I'm going to do it, and just fuck it, whatever. And when I hear people will say, oh, tomorrow's going to be this competition, it's going to be like this, it's kind of spoiled it for me, because I want to have fun and experience it. I don't want anybody fucking tell me what's the next shit's going to happen. Like, what the fuck?
Also, I think a big part of the reason that on 16 and 18 that we had so many, like, you know, Corey-type characters and Victor-type characters doing so well in the game is because they started doing the spillover into the Sunday shows, which required them to do basically only physical competitions, and it's not a physical game. In fact, back in the day, before it got trashed out the way it is now, this was the ultimate, this was the more strategic game, because Survivor had elements of survival as well. This was just no survival, sit on a couch and outsmart people. And then in recent years, it's like, let's let the big dogs, like, I mean, yes, of course, Brendan can beat me in a tug of war. Like, it's not, like, that's not what the game used to be, and I think so on this season, we're getting to see a mixed bag of skills, which I think is better, because it gives everyone a chance.
What? Yeah. What I want to know is, when are they going to bring back the Gina Marie soft serve ice cream competition? Why? Gina Marie, when are they going to do that again?
I'm always on deck, Gina.
Again. Yes.
I still see that on BuzzFeed. Still. I'm like known for the froyo. Scared of meeting you out for the froyo. Two things I'm known for.
Maybe I should have let you stay on my lap. I forgot about that comp. All right.
Well, actually, talking about the froyo competition, you know, I kind of miss to have that competition.
Yeah.
The only reason why I love them so much is because the main reason why, obviously, to go into Big Brother house, I want to win money. But I love the competition. I love to play. I love to get dirty. I love to have all that. So having a team effort for comp, I kind of miss that. So I wish they kind of brought that back.
Plus, those are the ones that tell you what people are actually capable of in the challenges. Because I threw every HOH and every veto, but man, did I play those competitions hard.
Yeah, you definitely want the veto. So yeah, people bust their heads for that. So yeah, I'm confident. I have that.
I know that you guys were talking about this on the Rahappy Hour on Sunday night. You guys want food competitions? Yes? Yeah. No food competitions. No. Is that what it's like? What are some people sleeping now, Terry?
I think only half of the people responded to that.
Yeah. All right, we got another question. A couple more questions, then we're going to wrap this up.
Hi. There I am. Hi, I'm Sam.
Sam.
Yes, more towards the LNC, I guess. But, well, first off, last week's HOH competition, the reaction from you guys and Jordan, the sheer excitement and horror on, and all your faces at the same time, amazing.
What, when Chrissy won?
Yes, when Chris. Well, that brings me to my question. So in 2-3 months, when we crown the winner of BBOTT, and it's clearly America's favorite Chrissy, we talk about her big moves. What is going to be her number one move? Her checking the rule book, her bloody hands, or the incoming colossal failure of the entire house when Neely is evicted on her HOH?
Is this a rap audition right now?
I think it's clearly her mangled hands, right? No. It's the rule book, because that was the start of her downfall. And if she inevitably does well, I think it's because she went so far down that she became such a train wreck, sort of like this podcast, that it became amazing.
Watch it. God. Eric, was there a Big Brother rule book when you were there?
I mean, in all fairness, there's very little to read. Like, I remember spending 2 hours reading the back of the tampon box. Like, you have to find your entertainment any way you can. So the rule book is about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
No, there is a rule book. It's in the kitchen.
Yeah, but I'm saying you have the rule book, the cereal boxes, and the Bible. That's it. So do with them as you please, you know?
That's it. Carol, you're nodding about the rule book.
I don't remember the rule book.
Oh!
There's a rule book. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Apparently, I didn't read it. So,
you wrote it, Jose.
I sure did.
Okay.
Rewrote it.
All right, we got some more questions. Okay.
Hi. My name is Sandy. This question
Sandy.
Is for the LFC.
So many questions for the LFC, Adam.
I've agreed with both Brent and Tara in the past. I really like divided seasons where there's... Wait. I like divided seasons where there's two sides of the house battling it out, but I do love to see when they come together and they form an alliance in the middle. Do you think it's strategically sound for the plastics to be lying about every vote and not create bridges right now with the misfits? Because I like people on both sides of the house, and I want to see the doors open for communication in the future, especially like you mentioned, Brent, with Alex Scott, Justin, and Jason. Care less about anybody else.
Do we need some middle grounds coming up?
I mean, I just think that the dynamics in the house are such this season that it's really, I don't understand the point of them lying, although I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, because at this point it's a numbers game. There are five people on both sides, and somebody's going to go home, probably Neely, but maybe Scott, and America's going to continue to have a big hand in what goes on in the house if things continue to play out how they are right now.
Yeah, I don't like the lying. I mean, obviously somebody like Whitney and Shell, like they're lying because they didn't want to go on the block necessarily. And so saying like, oh yeah, I'll vote with you is a way to stay off of the block. But for everyone else, it really just doesn't make any sense because they know they're going to do it anyway. And regardless of what happens, they're going to be against them. Like, it's going to be two sides. They're going to be going after each other. And there's no point. Like, everyone's going to find out when the votes are read. Like, it's not like you're going to convince them to do anything because you're not voting for
it. Right, but one thing that you can remember, though, is that Alex and the Plastics are not entirely sure that America's going to vote out Neely. They are very worried that America's going to vote out Scott because he has been a have-not back-to-back. You know, he can't be a have-not twice in a row. And they think that he would have probably been nominated by America if we would have had a chance to nominate him, but Chrissy took him up. Chrissy nominated him first. So I think they are worried that they're still trying to decide what they want to do. So that's why I think they're lying in part right now.
All right, Alex?
Vote out Neely.
I mean, I just add that I think what really needs to happen before you're going to see two sides kind of find some middle ground is you need someone to win head of household that's incentivized in any way, shape, or form to work with the other side. I mean, Chrissy has no desire to do that. Alex was kind of like rebounding from like a hit that they had just taken, so she kind of needed to rebuild her side. What needs to happen is someone needs to win head of household and actively want to shake things up, and we haven't seen that yet.
We need a bridge, Eric.
I don't think that there's any willingness to do so, though. I really don't. I think that reshuffling the deck is always the right way to win these games, to do this for as long as it works and then realign, but nobody's going to do that this season.
We need exterminators, Gina Marie.
Yeah!
All right.
I mean, that's the perfect example.
Yes.
It really is. That's what they did is the perfect example of how to play the game. They were all at some tier, you know, like third, fourth in their own alliances, and then came together and destroyed everyone who was allegedly the top of their pecking orders.
Yeah, it's kind of like we were like the down the dump players. We all had kind of ourselves, and you know, there was like a duo, a pair, obviously Amanda McCray, you know, we had a team up there as a mouth. Of course, I'm the one who only had the bowl to put them up, you know?
Oh!
And a little tear drop, you know, I love Amanda, she did get along down, but a little tear drop, they had some little drama effect to it, to an episode, you know? But yeah, no, exactly.
Ball smashers.
That's it.
All right. Last couple of questions. Come on up.
Hey, really, really nervous.
Sorry. Don't be nervous. Okay. Don't be nervous.
Okay. Well, I came to see the LFC, so I'm gonna be talking to them. Sorry.
How do you guys like that? They're getting big heads.
Okay, so first of all, Taryn, thank you for always answering my tweets.
Okay. Oh.
Second of all, who do you guys think is a guarantee for final three? Because I, for one, think that Whitney is a guarantee, like 100%, because she's so invisible.
Whitney? Yeah. Okay. Thank you for the question.
I think Whitney definitely has a good shot. I think Shelby is really primed well to do to make it there. Well, actually, I might have to take that back. But yeah, I think, you know, somebody who's just not a threat to any of the players, but also isn't going to be targeted by America, is somebody that's going to do really well and make it really far. So somebody like Whitney or Shelby.
I think that, you know, maybe in a normal season, Whitney might be, you know, somebody you could pencil in the final three. But with, you know, both sides of the house being so against each other at this point, and then what we've seen so far in like Big Brother Canada with Peely and Nikki being voted out, people that I had totally penciled into the final two, much less the final three, I think that there is a possibility that even somebody like Whitney could go out. I honestly think that America will do everything in its power to keep Justin safe. So I think Justin has
Justin's
a
lock, and Alex,
really,
your lock for the final three.
I was going to say Justin, and then I was going to do a Justin laugh like.
Alex has so many impressions this season. Okay. Carol, do you have a lock for the final three? No. Eric, you have a lock?
Did you see the fear in her eyes?
Very scared. It was like when Gina Marie sat on your lap.
I've seen that look before. I feel decent about Justin also. I mean, with the care packages and with, I was telling them before, I mean, if Justin's down and it's looking rough, then it'll be a Creole cooking POV, so he'll be fine. He's not going anywhere.
And Jose, who's your lock?
I don't give a fuck.
All right. What? All right. One more question.
I'm Jonathan from North Carolina.
Hi, Jonathan.
Don't you think that America loves the power shifts and the roller coaster of Big Brother? And, you know, that it's okay to love that Jason was the one that came back, but also love to see his downfall? You know,
did America put Jason in the house only to see him knocked down? Is that what you're saying?
No, but if it changes, you know, then that's okay, right? We can enjoy the shift.
Isn't the right way to play the game to take America out of the equation entirely? To just build your numbers up and say, who the fuck cares who's going to be? I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous that they'd be, you know.
How'd that work out for you?
It's not really about a power shift on my season. They like Dick. All the votes went to benefit Dick. And they're all going to go. They don't care about Chrissy and Neely. These are inconsequential people. When push comes to shove, they're not going to let go of Justin. They're not going to, you know, like the people they really want to be there are going to be there.
Jose, in some way, does it make you feel like you're happy to not be there because America would have built you up and then just knocked you down?
I got this lovely little thing called Twitter, and it seems to be very shady. But what I tell these little Twitter trolls is this. First of all, you're 12 years old, you need to go to sleep, and why do you have a Twitter? Why? Stop wasting my battery. Stop it. Now, moving on. I think that having America have such a strong influence in this game is great and all, but there is also the 50-50. 50% of America is petty. 50% of America is real. So who's to say at the final top three, they're going to choose somebody for what they did in the game and what they won and how strong they were, or they're going to be petty and be like, well, no, you know, we like her because that's our friend. No, you know, I don't really agree with the whole America voting thing. I don't.
I'm curious, like, okay, if it comes down to a casual favorite, like a Nicole James type, against a not-that-liked Vanessa type of strategist, who do you guys think actually wins in the end? Because I feel like America, you know, they're showing a little more chops this season. So are they going to reward someone who actually plays, or is it just going to be the casual?
It depends on what America you're talking about, though, because the people who are voting right now are the people who are actually paying for the fees.
Yeah, I think there is no casual BBOTT watcher.
Right.
So this might be a season that a deserving player...
Oh,
could beat out a popular player in the end. I don't think so.
I don't know. I still think that somebody's going to get rewarded if they play well. Especially, I mean, like I know you said earlier, Eric, that you think Scott's like out of the house. I don't even think he's out of the house this week, but I do think he's got a shot to win at the end because I feel like players like him can
Scott
grow.
Fan?
I feel like players
a
like
female that female Scott fan is here. Scott, get out quick.
I do feel like it's going to be tough just because this is like not a format that's really conducive to like I hear what you're saying. Like there shouldn't be casuals, and yet like I'm just getting bombarded by people that don't understand what's going on right now.
All
so
right. Well, we'll see.
My hopes are low.
Okay.
Well, just to add in real quick, what I don't like also is the way they pick the cast. It's always the one gay guy and the one undercover lesbian. Always. Always.
Who's the undercover lesbian?
Tiffany.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, give me that. Go. Give me that.
I'm sorry. Tiffany girl. I thought they knew girl. Yeah. Y'all know. Don't play me. Yeah, you know, but I just feel like there's always the two. One female, one guy. Why? Why can't there be three or four? Like, not there's anything wrong with it, but why not? Come on. It'll be fierce to have me and Jason in there together serving these bitches and show them how to fucking do it. That's what they should have did.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys could have aligned.
No.
All right. Let's go. So let's get a final thought from everybody here. So let's get the Gina Marie. All right, Gina Marie. Any final thought here tonight at the Broadway Comedy Club?
Just, you know, obviously whoever the big brother house, it's a great name, so whoever obviously stuff I put in the house, I wish them all the best of luck. I didn't really watch much of the season. I don't pull the big brother rejects, I don't pull that, I'm sorry. It's kind of like I'm not really for the season, but I like how the
Well, you said you don't call this Big Brother Rejects? Okay. Have you heard that before? Has anybody said that?
We're trying to be nice a little bit. But, like, do we all agree?
You, like, subtweeted that. Yeah.
Kind of like, yeah, but I don't want to be mean. Honestly, I don't know any other guy personally, so I don't want to be mean until I meet him afterwards and I'll say calm shit. But, you know, no, but I mean, best of luck to everyone.
Best of luck.
It's just the house is super hard, so best of luck.
Okay. All right, Jordan Parhar, I feel like we barely got to hear from you.
You guys can hear enough. I just think, you know, this would be great to see, and this was a great podcast.
Better than Pop and Paul?
I did not know what we were going to get, but you guys, the audience were great.
Oh, we got some gold.
Yeah, this panel, my goodness, we got everybody.
We got everybody. All right, Carol. Carol, your final thoughts tonight. happy hour. The autocorrect. You didn't know it was going to be a panel.
No, I didn't know. Gosh, just like, you know, when I was a child, I thought I was very politically correct, so I feel like I need to be very politically correct. It's probably why I'm not going for it. But, yeah, I don't know. It's great. I watch the show now. I never watched the show before. I'm really sorry.
All right, give it up for Carol. She thought she was having drinks. Shelby.
Oh, no. Thank you all for doing this.
Where was your Appletini?
I've been a lot of you at the Big Brother premiere party before. We're going to be doing it again next year, so please come back. We have a good time, Jordan and Bob. You guys are definitely invited to the premiere party next year. And keep Shelby's. Damn dogs are all.
From you? That's right.
I never said that.
Oh, okay.
I said I will get you in this job.
All right. Easy.
Where is, like, this obsession with the hand job? You know, I feel like, to be totally honest, the reason why I was going to see the Bulls going to be in Academy, but I think Jason took it a little too far the other day.
Okay. Glenn, the voice of reason.
The crowd of followers of Rob Metcalf podcast is amazing. You guys are fantastic. I definitely, I get a lot of love from you guys, and I really, really appreciate it. He's done a great, great job. Funny story, as soon as I finally got my phone, they would kick me back home. First person I met at the airport came up to me, and I was startled. I was like, hey, what? He goes, oh, can I take a selfie? First thing he goes, you're going to do Rob Metcalf podcast. I just want to thank everybody for coming out tonight. You guys are great.
I love this man. And Glenn, is it true that you have been recruited into the Friends versus Seinfeld battle?
I've been recruited big time. I have a full guy on me just as much. Because Seinfeld doesn't.
Glenn and Taryn are fighting a bunch of Friends fans in the alley later.
Yes.
Which side are you on, Gina Marie?
I don't watch the shitty. No, I'm just kidding.
All right. Eric Stein.
Well, we need Jordan over here for a second. So, on the very first BB18 podcast, you guys theorized that Glenn might, in fact, be future Eric Stein.
Yes.
But Jordan, for years, has told me that I'm future him. So, I have now theorized that the three of us are, in fact, all one person at different stages in our lives, all sharing the same time and space right now. It's like the ghosts of my past and future. So, I wanted to give Jordan some advice. And I also want to know why you can grow a beard, but I that seems I caught into my own past self. But once you're my age, you're going to have horrible indigestion.
Oh no.
And that's it. That's it.
Glenn, do you have any advice for Eric?
I'm a lot older than you. It goes down, then it comes right back up.
Oh no.
30.
First episode of Gag.
Okay. Jose, do you have any final thoughts?
My final thoughts are, I mean, you guys are fucking amazing. You guys fucking rock. Like, I think this is the best fucking turnout ever.
Wow. All these little come back tomorrow.
I could be at a gay bar twerking my ass right now, but I'm here.
Me too.
Get in the room, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you can see me at the Ritz. But anyway, I had amazing time and an amazing supper and amazing time at a little secret location with Mr. Glenn.
Whoa!
I was playing volleyball with myself.
Yeah.
I finally answered the age-old question: who was playing volleyball with myself? I will hit the ball, run to the other side, hit the ball again.
Only the Messiah.
But you guys are great. Thank you so much.
Give it up for Jose. Made the show. MVP. All right. And then LFC, are the rumors true you're going to be doing a Periscope at 4 a.m. following the eviction tomorrow?
We might be streaming Mario Party on Twitch. We will also be recording a BBOTT podcast tomorrow, both before and after the live Know-It-Alls. So that's going to be fun. But really, you guys are cooler than the Know-It-Alls audience.
Yeah, don't turn on the LFC. Don't turn on them. Okay.
I have to say, I'm loving this season, and I can't believe that because, like, going into it, I was like, I don't even want to cover this thing.
Yeah, Brent's like, I don't know if I'm going to like it.
But just keep doing what I tell you to do, and I'm going to have a great time.
Okay. Ooh, closing pressure.
And Alex.
God, what a beautiful room of Scott's and Ian Terry's. This is just so great. Like,
yeah.
My people. I love it, man. It's fantastic. Thanks so much for coming out, everybody.
All right. Well, now, what's the hashtag? Gag by Pepsi? No. What's the hashtag that we can use? Jordan, you got anything?
Too long? Gina Marie can't read.
Gina Marie can't read. All right. Help raise awareness for literacy. #GinaMarieCan'tRead. Thank thank you guys so much for coming out to this. You guys were such a great audience for this. For this debacle, you guys sat here. You didn't leave. Thank you guys so much. Hope you guys are coming back for the Know-It-Alls on Wednesday night. And hopefully you're going to come out and have some drinks tonight, too. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Thank you to the Broadway Comedy Club. Thanks, Scott St. Pierre, for getting this podcast up. And thanks to this great panel. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so nice.
Awesome.
Oh, thank you.